Rain and the first winter snowstorms have doused the last remaining wildfires in the West. But the debate over how best to reduce fire risk in the future continues. As more than 7 million acres burned this past fire season, politicians, environmentalists, the Forest Service, and the timber industry all lined up to blame one another for increasingly overgrown combustible forests. But as NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports, with little fanfare or controversy, some work is getting done.
Listen to the debate on Capitol Hill and you'd think the nation's forests are about to be reduced to cinders and nothing's being done about it. True, the federal government spent $1.5 billion this year fighting fires, and much less than a quarter of that making the forests more resilient to fire. But slowly and quietly, the woods are being cleared. It's estimated 200 million acres are at risk. Some 2.3 million acres were treated this year. Small trees, diseased and dead trees, and dense underbrush is being thinned and burned out. And it's happening in small patches of national forest all across the West. About an hour north of Boise, just outside of Idaho City, two tree fallers in shirt sleeves methodically work on a hillside choked with Douglas fir. It's labor-intensive and slow-going, but it's part of a thinning project to clear a particularly fire-prone area of the Boise National Forest. Dick Markley is the district ranger here.
We're about less than a mile from town, and our project actually goes right down into the back door of town, right up to the edge of the cemetery and residences and into the private land boundary.
And how do people feel about that?
People are very supportive of it. They're anxious to see us get the work done. They know what can happen in this country. When you have a fire in the summertime, it can be devastating.
This is one small section of a 13,000-acre project that will take 3 to 4 years to complete, and it's one of several ongoing thinning projects in this district alone. Ask Markley why he doesn't encounter the usual resistance to cutting down trees, and he says it's all about fear.
For the folks who live here and have seen the catastrophe that occurs when you see that mushroom cloud of smoke across the hill, and then the embers start raining down on your house and you realize you're at a point there where you could lose everything, and that stays with people.
But that's just part of it. The Forest Service here has prioritized its work on the basis of risk, not merchantable timber. The agency chose to thin and burn areas close to town and new development. For example, an area where new subdivisions creep up and down a deeply wooded ridge that routinely gets lightning strikes in the summer. And just as importantly, the agency has involved the community, local contractors, and environmental groups early on in the planning. In short, there's been a lot of hand-holding, and it's paid off. Dave Olson has done public outreach for the Forest Service here for more than 20 years. He says people are finally coming together.
You know, a lot of times it comes down to what an individual's opinion is of what a forest should look like and what should happen in the forest. And there's a lot of values, there's a lot of value-laden sort of opinions that one has to kind of work through and work with people and kind of say, where are we trying to go here?
Just a few miles south, a lone helicopter flies overhead, dangling three spindly trees. Again, this labor-intensive work is part of a fuels treatment project in a dense forest close to homes and ready to burn. A year's work here by helicopter and hand crews thinning and burning has left an open forest of big fire-resilient ponderosa pines. A forest, Markley says, that in fact is more natural.
After we're done here, if we were to have a wildfire here in August, a lightning strike up on the ridge, fire comes through here, it's going to be a ground fire. So the kind of conditions we're trying to get back to are more historical conditions where fires burned, but they weren't catastrophic.
And this is a goal that most environmentalists support, says John McCarthy, in the headquarters of the Idaho Conservation League.
Things aren't always done in conflict and in court.
No stranger to conflict or court, McCarthy has worked with and taken on the Forest Service here over the years, but he has nothing but praise for the current thinning projects outside of Idaho City.
You know, they're working off existing roads, they're doing helicopter logging, they're not tearing up the ground. You know, they're doing a lot of things right, and they're doing it in pretty much the right place for it.
McCarthy credits the Forest Service for soliciting and responding to concerns at the outset. In some cases, thinning slated for more remote, roadless parts of the forest was scrapped when objections were raised. McCarthy's walked the forest with Markley and discussed the work. Yes, some large trees are being cut, he says, but even larger trees are left standing and will be that much more healthy without so much competition.
We in the environmental community make so much noise about what we don't like that we haven't been able to get listened to for what we do like.
For the record, there is broad-based support for what's occurring just outside Idaho City and in a few other patches of forest across the country. And acre by acre, despite the gridlock on Capitol Hill, the severity of future fire seasons is being reduced. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Idaho City.